Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Shall we pray? Our Father, we want to thank you for giving us life, giving us grace, giving us unction, giving us anointing, giving us peace, giving us all that pertain to life and godliness, giving us the Holy Spirit, giving us Jesus our Lord, giving us every good thing we can think of, making us to flourish and to prosper in you. We give you praise and acknowledge your doing, and we bless your great name. Accept our thanks, Jehovah God, in Jesus' name. Great Father of glory, we are here this day. We pray that you reach out to us once again and empower every one of us, quicken us in the spirit, and reach out to our spirit man that will be established in the things of God. And we will see you in our life, every day of our lives, and we will have reason to glorify your name. Thank you, Father God, for hearing our prayers. We ask, Lord God, that the message of today will make somebody richer and happier and encouraged and admonished and elevated and empowered. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for hearing our prayers. For in Jesus' great name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. The message I wanted to preach may be altered due to one reason or the other. I'm still going to preach on the world after the flood. But I reserve that for next Sunday. Amen? The world after what? After the flood. Don't miss it. Great one. But there's a reason why I'm kind of building up the message I gave yesterday. Now, may I tell you the reason. Hallelujah. I surely believe that even if you have heard this message twice, you will still be blessed. Hallelujah. In Amos chapter 3, the book of Amos, one of the minor prophets, chapter 3. I'm reading. Are you in Amos? Amos chapter 3, verse 12. Thus saith the Lord, as the shepherd taketh out of the mouth of the lion two legs, or a piece of an ear, so shall the children of Israel be taken out that dwell in Samaria. In the corner of a bed, and in Damascus, in a couch. Praise God. I will stop there. That is a declaration from God. I'm talking on the great and chief shepherd, Say that loud. The great and chief shepherd. Hallelujah. The Bible says, who will you liken me? Said the Lord. So we will not call God the greatest shepherd, because no other person has the strength to be called a shepherd where he is. But we can only do the work of a shepherd in the miniature. He is the great and the chief shepherd. And so I believe by the grace of God, the word I have read this morning will minister to somebody. Thus said the Lord, as the shepherd of Israel, this is what I will do. At this time that the prophet was declaring, things were not fine in Israel. Of course, they have deserted the Lord and they have been carried away and they were lonely in their land. In so much that their habitation was reduced to just the size of a bed, dramatically, and of a couch. Praise God. You know a couch? The seat. You sit, the long stretch of seat. And so things were tight for them. It was, weather was harsh on them. Talking of spiritual weather and political weather and economic weather and even social weather. They have been carried away from their own land. And today, I have this word for somebody. And I know that the Lord will minister to you. That even if it so happens that there comes a predator that has grabbed a prey, a victim, a sheep, a lion has grabbed a sheep, and is so confident about it, and has assumed this one is gone. And anybody watching it, sometimes I watch wildlife, and it makes a very interesting piece to watch. You see, sometimes it may be the hyena that the lion wants to take for a prey. And the lion can grab any animal of the field. And they will get away with it. Because hearing them roar alone is enough, a terror in the bush. When they roar, the whole bush shakes. It's like the prayer of Paul and Silas. Praise God. It's like the prayer of what? Paul and Silas, which shook the prison. So all animals will cringe here and there and go hide themselves when the lion roars. What am I trying to say? There are situations in our life, in this world, that find ourselves and they are so unfriendly that you don't feel sufficient to even expect the next day to come and meet you alive. But God is greater than any man, and you will live anyhow. Come and say amen. Praise the Lord. No matter who you are, no matter what you are doing, no matter what you are going through, no matter what is your problem, no matter what is happening, no matter what you are handling right now, One thing I know is that Jesus is here. True of us? Hallelujah. Jesus is what? Here. And he will not leave us nor forsake us. If Jesus is with you, you have to celebrate. Even when no single person is with you. And thank God many people are with us. So, but if all else fails, the good shepherd and the great shepherd and the chief shepherd will never leave you. For Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Testimony of the scripture that we have just read of a lion that swallows a sheep and confident enough he has got the prey and is just feeding sumptuously on it and feeling that nothing can take this one from me. But God said, I, as your shepherd, when I see you and the enemy confidently balancing on, praying on you, so when I, as a shepherd, come around, I will deliver you. Praise God. So, that's an encouragement to me, especially looking at the situation we are going through. The situation we are going through, we have people with health challenges. The sicknesses we have never had before, we're having them. When you hear of Celine Dion, I'm sure some of you know Celine Dion. And the kind of sickness she's going through, I mean, you will pity her. That's a billionaire, Abby. And a world figure. There's no money anybody wants to spend on herself or health that she does not have. The sickness just hit her and she became lean and she's growing lean. One would think it was cancer. No, it's not only cancer that makes people lean, but what is it? It was a riddle to doctors before they could identify. Test upon test, and at the time they identify her sickness, nobody has ever been told of that kind of sickness again. That's the, despite the civilization and the progress that we have in science and the place he's living in, a very prominent place of the world with the advancement in technology and science, they could not handle her case. I just pray God will restore life to her. And she's been just like that for years now. We have health challenges. We have political challenges. You can imagine when the people are shouting and singing and chanting, let Russia come and take over. It has never been that bad. Has it ever been that bad before? And really lifting the flag of another country, whether Russia or no. It couldn't be worse than that. So that's the situation that we are in. The government of the day that we thought was going to help us with having back and right, and they cannot help us. So we see us miserable misfit in the hand of our predator. Hallelujah. But it shall not last. That situation will not last. Can I hear you say a bigger amen? This, the behavior of some animals, how they protect their young ones, and how the shepherd protects his own, and how God has just declared this. Except you already can imagine within your mind and your spirit, you may not understand what it is. By the time I read this and I saw it, I had a very shout of me that, wow, this is great. And I felt like sharing with you. When I'm reading the Bible, God ministers. He ministers to me, and I see dynamism in my spirit. And there, I feel this is preachable to me. What God did in me, we do in other people as well. And he's reproducing Christ on the inside of you. Hallelujah. So, he will lead you to a place that you will not fear. Jesus cannot just say, fear not. Let me tell you, if you go out of that place now, and what you meet is so many snakes, and they surround you, will you fear or not? Tell you, will you fear or not? But when he says, bend down and pick the snakes, and suddenly the snakes become a rod, will you be afraid again? So before God says, fear not, he is there for you. Before you could say, fear not, having the understanding that the world is tough and that you will have tribulation in the world, by the time he declares, fear not, he knows what he's up to. That he is the good shepherd, the great shepherd, and the chief shepherd. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so Jesus Christ, that Jesus is with us. As he was, so he is, and ever shall be. For Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So before situations get out of hands, many people take unholy methods to shield themselves from the trend. Government takes unholy methods to shield themselves out of shame that they can't handle many problems of the civilians. Even on the pulpit, extra God, extra divine measures are taken by individuals, including so-called pastors, ministers of the gospel, who declare the Lord, says the Lord. They also take extra steps. Extra gods in order to shield themselves of a train of events that is all over the world. Praise God. I had thought that it's only around us here because we are serving a very scant community. So a few weeks ago, I don't know whether months or a few weeks, yeah. Instead of coming to churches directly, I wanted to see one of the pastors of Redeem in our area, in our estate, so that to negotiate for some things. And they normally meet around 7. When we start our own fellowship at 8, they start their own 7. So I was there so I won't come late. I waited from around that 7. I was hanging on for about 1 hour. And I saw the people in the church so scanty. 7 to what? Are you having your 7 to 9, others to 9 or to 10? By about 2 hours into the meeting, then the people are still like this. Meaning, everybody is having a bite. Hallelujah. And most churches today do not just come invite you to church after the fellowship. Share rice. Those who don't share rice, during this period of time, what do? They share school bags. If they don't share school bags, they share what? Some things you take to school. God bless you. So that alone is an impetus, that is an attraction, so that those children will bring their parents, and if their parents are there, they will remain stapled because they are meeting the needs. Hallelujah. And we were going home yesterday, we saw Q. So Mama said, do you know why they are standing? I said, I don't know. She said, this is what is going on. I said, it's a serious one. Praise God. You want us to do it here? Okay, since you didn't talk, we won't do it. Praise the Lord. Okay, you are late to talk. Amen. All right, but that's just by the way. And so, extra, if it is just that, it's okay. What's bad in that? Nothing. But the extra step goes beyond that. Ministers today are joining Illuminati. Are you aware of what they call Illuminati? Yeah. Not just be popular. They could attract crowd. Not just attract crowd. They could have success in ministry. Now tell me, if you are using an unholy method to do a holy work, where are you going? Are you ministering to the Lord? And you see the youth after them. They don't give a damn whom you say they are. Flocking them. Praise God. And two of those prominent people are in the internet. And I check them. I look at their age. I look at their administration. And I see, oh my God, this is sad. The time I trace the way they hand over sword to them, sword of Illuminati, I couldn't believe it. How do you want to defend it? Did Christ do anything of such? And the moment they do, their key man is in Ghana, who himself has things I cannot tell you. And so with his own authority, he's giving swords to different ministers. I have known about three, at least, that I saw him, I watched it, that he delivered sword of Illuminati. One won't ever believe it was Illuminati before. But when you hear the way they do things and what it is after, they can't open scripture. No. They can't show a pattern in the Bible. No. I delivered to you the sword, this sword, to bridge the gap between my generation and your generation. That's all. Not according, and they can't say sword of the spirit because that's the word of God. Because the sword of the spirit cannot be represented by, so we go in there bad. And if the people we trust are dragging us into the wilderness of woes, what's the hope of ordinary man? Praise God. So in the face of this, political, economic, the likes, take for example, the fear of the white that the blacks are multiplying. They feel like we must reduce their population. They envy. They know that the population of the world is skyrocketing. And the food production is far, far, far less. I'm talking of the rate. Therefore, we'll be in crisis tomorrow. So the very rich ones team together now and they are planning different things. They will tell you, we have fertilizer to give free. They will tell you, we have vaccine to give you free. They will tell you they have drugs. In fact, for me, to recommend anybody to buy drug now that is from abroad is very hard. Because I don't know the drug you will take and die. But by the grace of God, we fall prey to that in Jesus' name. After all, a few weeks ago, I ministered, take any poison, it shall not hurt you. Hallelujah. So, the trend is endless. Where we are going, we do not know. But in the face of this, God himself declared to you as a shepherd. Even if I see a lion, are you following me? I see a lion grabbing a sheep, and had swallowed the lion the sheep enough that the only part remaining is one ear. The head had gone, but the ear is still trembling because it's the last one to go. And it remains only one leg. I will still deliver you. Won't you say amen to that? Amen. Praise God. Meaning, no situation that can go beyond God's remedy. Meaning, not anything can pass God. Meaning, God whom we serve, he will beat his chest for you. In the name of the living Jesus. I read a post on our platform, the New Glory Faith Ministry platform. I think during the week or the last week or so. And in it, I saw that the soldiers, I think in Sambisa Forest, were going inside the bush and hunting for the terrorist. All of a sudden, they stumble at a small child who was just crawling to cross the road. They halted. As a soldier, you are not only trained to shoot, you are trained to study the signs around you, because you might stumble at the enemy without knowing. So they won't just easily go and carry the baby. The guess that may mean it, the baby was put there by some people who wanted to ambush them. So they didn't carry the baby. And they were expecting the ambushment to take effect immediately. But nobody came out of the bush. They were armed, ready to shoot, feeling that some people will come out in order to drown them and swallow them up. When nobody came, they followed the child crawling, and one or two traced the child to a place like a hole, and they met a woman, the mother of the child. If it was just that, it may not have been miraculous. But the other side of it is that they now saw the woman, now dead. If it's just that, it may not have been too miraculous again. But half of the body of the woman had decayed. From here down, had decayed. From here up, was still fresh dead. In other words, there was a food being preserved for the baby. Hallelujah. And the food was what? Talk to me. The milk. The breast milk. God sustained the life of a woman, even though she was already dead half body, and sustain the aspect of the milk to feed the baby. Don't you know that baby had destiny? But more than destiny, That's to me that God can do anything to protect you, to keep you alive, to preserve you, to hold you from every storm, and to preserve your soul and your life. Hallelujah. If that baby didn't see milk to take for one day, at most two, what will happen? It will die. And it was at that time Nigerian soldiers walked there, and they saw that the half of the baby, of the body of the woman, could no longer produce milk. It has become pale, rancid. So they carried the baby, and it became the baby of the country. Hallelujah. Throughout the life of that baby, she will be sustained. Isn't God all? You can do same. God will sustain you. Sometimes you have children at a time when things are rising, and you could almost cause those children. Why do you come at this time? Why is it that this happened? Why is this happening? Don't you know that? And you'll be talking bad to the child. No child is unlucky. Are you getting me? Praise the Lord. Moses was born at such a very difficult time as that. You get what I'm saying? At a time there was a decree that every child that is called a major, as soon as you see cry and you go to the genital and see it's a major, what do you do? And it is those who will deliver. Who do you call them? The midwives that will deliver, that have been given the order. And the midwives are not Israelites. They are what? They are Egyptians. So that they are loyal to their country. At that time, Moses was delivered. Do you see what God is doing? And the parent fell by the time of death. No, God never gave birth to anybody at the time of death. It's at the time of life. Instead of that child dying, he will bring life to the whole nation. Guess what happened? They saw he was a proper child. No, this child is too good to die. We won't wait for them. Let's throw the child into their hand. They went and put him inside the bulrush's basket and put beside the water. It's not at that time that the water will be angry and swallow him and carry him away. No, at that time God will do the preservation. They have done their own. Who is next? Hallelujah. I want to show faith to the Lord. And they acted it out. We are people of faith. I tell you, the time of lack, faith will feed you. They did their own when there was no food. They did their own when they were just their own when there was nobody to take care of the baby. They mustn't hear the cry of a male child. It must not be heard. Rather, for the midwives that even took the bath and left the child on slaughter, they will be in trouble. Guess what they did? They went and put him and knew where Pharaoh's daughter always resorted. And they put the baby there and forgot about it. Pharaoh's daughter came. I was hearing. I was excited. I went, oh, baby, come on. I've never had a baby in my life. Oh, good. Lovely. And carry Moses. And that became the beginning of a new era. God will use the time of difficulty to be the beginning of a new era for you. In the name of the living Jesus. So, we know what God is doing. So, if you who sees what you see, and you round up summary, and you give a summary, and the conclusion of the matter, and you leave God out of your situation, you are of all men most miserable. Do not leave God out of your situation. Let me tap somebody. Declare that word. Say, please, don't leave God out of your situation. Praise God. How did he or she reply you? I will try. I will not. Okay. That's a good answer. Praise God. So I believe you are here. Nothing will happen to you. Since you now know that God is able to handle your matter, nothing will happen to you. Let's go to our text. Somebody, Amos 3:12 again. Somebody. God bless you. Praise God. As it so happened that the shepherd will not allow even the sheep, even when it remains only one heir. Now listen very well. One heir for what? That you can still hear the gospel. One heir for what? That you can still hear my word. One heir for what? That you can still know who I am. One heir for what? That you can hear the preaching of Abraham, a man of faith. One heir for what? That you can hear what I'm able to do. One ear for what? That you can see and know the miracle that are embedded in me. And there is no end to it. One ear is still remaining. It has not been swallowed. And it remains one leg. Meaning what? You still can bow. Hallelujah. I say you can still bow. Bend your knee and pray. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, I will hear them and heal their land. I will deliver them. Hallelujah. If I can still be told the matter, God, don't forsake me. I am in trouble. God, deliver me. God, make provision for me. He will deliver you. Hallelujah. And so, for new glory, even if you remain one person, I will turn you to a multitude. Because the Bible says, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's pleasure to give unto you what? The kingdom. Hallelujah. It is your Father's pleasure. It is his delight to give you the kingdom. And I can say what we need to do today is to thank God for the kingdom that he has given unto us. I see a wide door open before us. I see a new vast array of people, multitudes of people. They will sit down, we will not know the end of them. And they will move, they will sit, they will sing to the Lord like a myriad of people that whose end cannot be seen. Do you think I'm just happy in vain? No. I know where God is taking us. Hallelujah. Don't be deterred by what you see. Know what God has told you, even if it is only one ear you hear. Am I telling some people now? Are they listening? Do they still have their ear? Or the two ears are going to the mouth of the lion? Praise the name of the living Jesus. So that the living God who plans for the lilies of the field, who today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, I will not leave you nor forsake you. I will help you. Is that not what God says? He said, I will help you. Hallelujah. So the word of life today comes to us as it came to Amos. I will save you. And that He will protect you from hunger. You won't lack what to eat. You won't lack what to give to your children. You won't lack what to wear. You won't lack where to stay. You won't lack people to even bless. And you won't lack God's favor. You won't lack God's help. You know, the sister who gave testimony a few weeks ago said, when she entered into the office, she entered and I saw her crying. Talk now. She was crying. Honestly, she was crying. How do I help her? So, I can't wait. Cry will stop one day. Later. Until she stopped crying. I said, it's okay. So, talk to me. Oh, she said, Daddy, I don't know where to start. What's the problem? She said, I can't sleep. By the time she said, I can't sleep, I knew she must be ravaging with some thoughts. I said, what are you thinking? I said, Daddy, it's too much. I said, say it to me. I have time. Then she began to talk how this business got gone, how she's tying another one, how there's no way, and how this happening and that is happening, this is going on, and nobody to even come and give her money, blah, 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 blah. I wish she were here this morning. She was here last week. I said, is that all? How can you say is that all? Is that not big enough? Praise God. I said, is that all? He said, yes, that's all. And when she was giving testimony, she repeated it. He said, I said, why are you behaving like somebody doesn't have God? If God can care for the lilies and the birds of the air, which today is and tomorrow there are no more, how won't he care for you? I said, within days, I said, somebody will come you don't expect. You will not make the move. Somebody will call and you won't expect anything to come from that person. I didn't know the Lord was speaking to her. But I was so sure that God would not allow my word to fall to the ground. Hallelujah. So I spoke. After some time, she was okay. So she wanted to be going. I said, wait, stay there in the church. I will ask them to give you some money. I will pass you some money. I will ask them to give you. At least take care of yourself immediately now. Ah, he said, Daddy, I'm just okay. What you have given me today is just okay for me. Hallelujah. Is what you are receiving today okay for you? It shall be sufficient for you. So, not just it will be sufficient for you. She went 24 hours. Within 24 hours, what she was not expecting, she didn't call anybody. The person called her. So she was answering, she had forgotten the prayer. She was asking rudely, as if to say, I'm not expecting anything from the. Has this person given me anything before? She had forgotten the warning. Hallelujah. And that person went for dance. So now, how's your business now? Have I been discussing business with this one? So, how do you know? How can you feed? Before you know it, that one said, please send me your account. Isn't that God? I ask you, is that not God? Hallelujah. So I was glad that she was giving the testimony. Because when she started the testimony, she was crying. I said, she has come again, because her usual testimony is not testimony indeed. It's just dream. Praise the Lord. And she will end up making us sad the more. But that day, I was saying, I will always allow her to come and give more testimonies. Lord is good. Good to to you in Jesus' name. So I'm trying to say that when we have about the law, it will come in its beautiful array. And it will display and exhibit his goodness unto us. Hallelujah. Are you disturbed by the situation of the country? Fuel was only 500 and something, and we had it so tough. Now they say they are making it double. It means that if I have a way to jabba, I will jabba, no matter what Pastor Abraham say. Abi, okay. Praise the Lord. But in this same country, you will prosper. In this same place, hear me, you will prosper. If it takes God to single you out and to favor you in this same country, you will prosper. Amen. In the name of the living Jesus. That's why I'm saying that even when it gets to almost a point that you say it's too late, the head is gone. It remains only the ear. And that ear is already dancing and trembling. And the final leg to be taken is still there. God say, as long as you have the ear to hear my word, I will project the word of deliverance for you, that no evil shall befall you, that no evil shall come near your dwelling, and that every arrow formed against you shall not prosper. Are you hearing? With the little ear that remains, you know, we may not have been in the mouth of lions, but we are in between deafening voices of the enemy, of situations. Deafening voices that will not make us to even hear gospel. Abby, things that will make your heart discouraged, that when somebody is discussing with you, your attention is far away. Does it not happen to you? It does. So, through the grace of the Lord, we shall do valiantly. And he will fight your battle. He will level your mountain. He will uplift you and bless your life. There have been many situations that were hopeless that I will say, God, help me in this case. He has never once disappointed me. And he will not disappoint me concerning you. He will keep his word to his servant. Even things I don't know. Do you know that God does not joke with even some prayers? God respects your prayer. I told you this several times, this testimony, that as a minister in the former place where I was, we finished meeting for the period of some days. We were to go home. I had left my room and I was leaving. I thought I was one of the last people to leave. And I saw two of my colleagues in a room. Not inside the room, but outside the room. I said, ah, gentlemen, are you not going? Oh, they said, we also want to go, but we have lost the key to the room. So we have sent for a machete in the kitchen so that we can break the door. I said, why do I have to break the door? Why do I have to break the door? Can't you pray? They said, we have done our own. But we are still here. If you can try your own prayer. Honestly, I was praying, though. I'm playing, though. God does not joke. He's not a play master. God does not play with the prayer of his. Even when you are not, you don't mean it. Are you getting me? That's a hard lesson I learned that day. I said, can't you pray? They said, please, help us out. So I just went to the door. Grab the handle. I wasn't praying. I just said, in the name of Jesus, door open. And behold, the door was open for me. So I quickly told them, I'm sorry. Honestly, I was only playing. No. Do you see that God does not play? God is not a joker. He doesn't play with your prayer. When you thought he has forgotten or he didn't hear, he's doing something for you. And by the grace of God, you'll see the result and come and jump for your prayer. The way people jump in their testimony is how you know how big the testimony was is, and through the grace of God, you will jump up when you are giving your testimony. Hallelujah. And God does not play with your God does joke either. When you are joking. But if I was not joking, that's the normal way I will pray. Abby? Right? But the same way this prayer went up. And God brought the answer instanta. Hey, your prayer will not be wasted. God will give heaven's attention to your prayer. I want to believe God for something miraculous for your life. As you are here, what you have never thought of, God will take you to. Sometimes we read of miracles in the Bible. Yeah, they are great. But they are only basic to tell you what he can do. From deafness, dumbness, healing of headache for fever, and to walking on the sea, and those are miracles. To the dead being raised up. But that's to tell you that nothing passed somebody dying. Abby? To tell you nothing is too small, like fever. But that's not all God can do. Those are the principles to guide you. I want to tell you, the miracle you have not seen in the Bible will happen to you. The miracles in the Bible are not imitation of God. There are more miracles that God is still doing today. Hallelujah. And he will do one. He will fit your situation. He will fit your condition. He will fit your desire. In the name of the living Jesus. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, I operate in the realm of the Spirit, in the realm of faith. And through the grace of God, I seal this prayer for your good. Do you now see that people or no people, God can still bless his people? Whether crowd come or not, God will still be in the business of blessing. Has he blessed you today? Rise up and bless the Lord back. Rise up and bless him. Praise.